Good morning. My name is Rob Daniels, and welcome to Visions and Sound. For those that may not know me, Visions and Sound is a movie, TV, and video game soundtrack program that I produce each and every week here on CKWR. Well, it's funny when you think about the dawn of video games, and I was there, well, maybe not quite old enough to know the Odyssey system or the early Pong consoles, but I do remember the Coleco Telstar, and eventually the Atari 2600, VIC-20, and Commodore 64 computers. Never did get into the whole NES scene or any of those other early consoles. Then for a while there was a split between PC and console games, which I mainly stuck with PC and then eventually broke down and bought a PlayStation, mainly for one particular game, Star Wars Masters of Terras Cassie, a 3D Star Wars fighting game. Later I would pick up a Metal Gear Solid and a few other titles here and there. By the way, Metal Gear Solid, which to this day I consider to be one of the best games on the PlayStation. Eventually, I would switch back to the PC for such games as Max Payne, Half-Life, Star Wars Jedi Outcast. Currently, we own a Wii, and I really enjoy the game Force Unleashed. Haven't gotten to the sequel yet. Looking forward to that. In any case, you can see where I'm kind of going with this. I like action games with a little bit of a story. Now, this brings me to today's show. Video game scores have been slowly making their way into the hearts of film score fans for several years now. It kind of started, for me anyway, with Michael Land's music to the point-and-click adventure The Dig. And I consider this probably one of the best point-and-click adventures to come out of the mid-90s. If you haven't seen it, check it out online. You can find a copy of it, or you can find a playthrough of it on YouTube. Just go on YouTube, check it out. It's called The Dig, or you can even look up LucasArts The Dig, that kind of thing. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. It's a very interesting game. Anyway, scores for video games have been coming more and more sophisticated and, of course, better and better. Now, I've decided to take the month of May and turn it into Video Games Month. So today's show is kind of a lead-up to next month. I've got a couple of other shows coming up in the next 2 weeks to sort of, you know, fill in the gap until May. But you'll see where kind of today's show kind of leads up to to next month. Now, first up on the show is a score from an RPG called Fable 3. Your journey to rule the throne of Albion begins 50 years after the events of the last chapter, and you play as the child of your hero from Fable 2. Now, the music for this game was written by Russell Shaw and was released on the Something Else label. What you won't hear in this particular set is the song that was done during the trailer for the game. That's what you won't hear that, but you will hear the background music or the score for this game. So, and sit back and enjoy Russell Shaw's score to Fable 3 rather, and I'll be back in just a little bit. Shine with some music from the video game Fable 3. That's music by Russell Shaw. Well, if you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music, as the case will be this week, a music that I do play here on the show, by all means, you can contact me at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. You can also try me on facebook.com/visionsinsound, all one word. You can also look for my name online on the Facebook, just Robert Daniels, and look for me. I'll be more than happy to speak to you. Well, with that in mind, welcome back to Visions in Sound, as this week we look at the scores from video games. Now, up next on the program is a score from the 2010 game Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. In this continuing story, which is actually set in 2012, taking place after escaping the Templars' attack at the end of Assassin's Creed 2. Desmond Miles and the other modern-day assassins flee to establish a new hideout in the ruins of the Villa Auditora. Game composer Jesper Kidd composes the music here, and this unfortunately is only available on a demo, but you probably might be able to find it on iTunes, or if you're looking for it, you might be able to find it on iTunes, so check it out there. Anyway, with that in mind, here is some music from Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, with music by Jesper Kidd. Back in just a little bit.
Thank you.
and with some music from the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood game. That's music by Jesper Kidd. Well, if you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on the show, by all means, you can contact me at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. You can also go on Facebook.com/visionsinsound, all one word, and check out the fan page. You can also contact me just on the regular Facebook, Robert Daniels, and I'll be happy to speak to you. I would. Anyways, with that in mind, welcome back to Visions and Sound. As we look at the video scores, or the scores from video games, rather. Now, next up on the show, we go back to a 2003 game, Medal of Honor Rising Sun. Why, you ask? Well, this month, La La Land Records is releasing an 8-disc set of the Medal of Honor scores. The set features music from Michael Giacchino, Ramin Djawadi, and Christopher Lennertz. However, for the purposes of today's program, we're featuring the Medal of Honor Rising Sun score. Now stay tuned to hear more of the Medal of Honor scores in the future. Now, Medal of Honor is the 5th installment of the Medal of Honor series. This first-person shooter is set during World War II, but unlike previous games, Rising Sun is set during the Pacific War. The score you'll hear in tonight's show is actually from a promo release that was done in 2003, but check out La La Land Records for more info on that 8-disc set from this popular game series, and I'll put up a link on Facebook when I'm off here. So here is some music from Medal of Honor Rising Sun with music by Christopher Lennertz. Back in just a little bit. and with some music from the Medal of Honor Rising Sun video game. That's music by Christopher Leonards. Well, if you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on the show, by all means, you can contact me at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. You can also try me on facebook.com/visionsinsound, all one word. You can try me there, or you can just put in my name, Robert Daniels, in the Facebook search and see if you can find me there. I would love to talk to you. Anyway, with that in mind, welcome back to Visions in Sound, as this week we're looking at video game scores in a kind of a lead up to my May shows of all video game scores. This next game from this year is called Dragon Age 2. Now, Dragon Age 2 is developed by BioWare's Edmonton Studios and is the second major game from BioWare's Dragon Age franchise. Now, set in the same mythical world introduced in Dragon Age Origins, you assume the role of Hawk, a human mage, warrior, or rogue, depending on what you choose, who arrives in the city of Kirkwall as a lowly refugee but eventually becomes its legendary champion. The score for this game was written by, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Einan Zur, and is available on iTunes. So here is some music from Dragon Age 2 with music by Einan Zur. Well, welcome back to Visions and Sound as we're looking at the video game scores this week. Now, as a special surprise to all my loyal listeners out there, and to give you kind of a bit of a sneak peek into my shows for May, here are two recent game scores by composers Austin Wintry and Kevin Manthe. The theme from Journey and Tron Evolution, respectively. So here is a bit of music from, well, first of all, the theme from Journey, and then some music from Tron Evolution. Back in just a little bit.
Thank you.
and with some music from the, the theme from Journey by Austin Wintry, and a little bit of music from Tron Evolution by Kevin Manthey. Well, we'll be getting into a little bit more of those scores in just a little bit, but if you are interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on the show, by all means, you can contact me at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. You can also try me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/visionsinsound, all one word, / Don't forget the / You'll be completely missed. Anyway, welcome back to Visions in Sound, as this week we are looking at video game scores. And last up on today's show, we look at the score to the more recently released game Rift, set in the fantasy world of Tellura, which is the focal point of different planes or worlds, as the case may be. Through the actions of the death god Regulus, these worlds have now invaded Tellura, causing rifts to open. Opposing Regulus are two factions, the Guardians and the Defiant. Now, Einan Zur, who did music for Dragon Age, also provides the music here, and the score is available on iTunes as well. So here is some music from Einan Zur's score to Rift, and I'll be back in just a little bit. Well, if you're, that's a little bit of music from Einon Zuhr's music for Rift. Yeah, fantastic game. I haven't actually had the pleasure of quite playing yet. I've seen some very interesting stuff online on YouTube and that sort of thing. So it's going to be very interesting to see what's coming up in the future. Now, Einon is actually doing the score to a Lord of the Rings game coming up very, very soon. So check out his website at einonzuhrs.com. And it's exactly as it sounds, INONZUR.com. And if you want to get in contact with me, well, that's easy. Just go to your computer and type in visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. You can also try me on Facebook at facebook.com/visionsinsound, all one word. You can also try me on just a regular Facebook. Just type in my name, Robert Daniels. You can probably find me in there. I'm the goofy-looking guy with a picture with his wife as well. So just one of those things. If you have trouble finding me, just go to the Visions and Sound webpage and look for my friends. You'll find me there too. So if you really want to contact with me, then by all means. Getting close to the end of the program, and I think that's it for me. Thanks for hanging in. Really, really appreciate it. Now join me next week for a special Easter episode. Yeah, and with a special guest as well. So until next week, I'm just going to say have a good night and end off the show with some more music from Rift. And I'll be back next week with more Visions in Sound. Hope you enjoyed this week, and we'll be returning next week. Have a good night. Talk to you soon.